Hey everybody, welcome to an episode of Film Sack that is not the normal episode of Film Sack. We're not talking about a movie that you all watched and now we're just going to sit around and talk about it. No, we're going to watch something live with you. It's a live commentary edition of the show. You've heard them before. Well, you're going to hear them again. That's all I'm going to explain about that. I'm Scott Johnson, joined by the usual people. There are two Brians here and one Randy. Hello.
Hercules.
Hello.
We are going to watch Hercules. Now, it's not the movie or any of the movie iterations. It's not Meet the Crumps.
Did you guys watch the bad twin Hercules movies? Like there was one with The Rock and then there was one with, who was it? I don't know. Somebody else like the last couple of years.
Oh, did that happen?
I can honestly say I've never seen anything about or named Hercules.
Not even the Disney Hercules? It's great.
Never.
Oh, wow. Really?
That's great. You want to see James Woods before he went kind of nuts? He's amazing in that. Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's a thing you need to sit down with the boy and watch. That Hercules, the cartoon, is fantastic. Really great.
I will. It's on his list. We made a list of movies to see.
Father, I would like to watch these films.
Please put Hercules on the list, Father.
Hercules.
Father. anyway, so it's this old show with Kevin Sorbo that was on in the 90s, and I'm sure a lot of people know. I don't remember if it was a spinoff of Xena or if Xena was related in any way, but it sure feels like a Xena warrior princess kind of show.
I think Xena was followed up to this, didn't it? If I remember correctly.
Maybe it was
the show had two spinoffs, Xena Warrior Princess and Young Hercules.
Oh, okay. Right. Who played Young Hercules?
I think this was the start of it.
Oh, all right.
Who played Young Hercules? That would be... Robert? No. Ryan Gosling? What?
Shut up.
That's what it is.
Are you kidding?
It's Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
Well, everyone's favorite handsome
young Herc.
Young Herc. They call him Herc in the Disney one.
Be free tonight.
Wow. Thank you for that.
Wow. That was really great. Anyway, we're going to watch it's all on Netflix now, the entire series of Kevin Sorbo's Hercules. We're going to watch season one, episode two together here right now. And we don't know much about it, except there's a Cyclops involved. So we're like, yeah, let's do that.
Eye of the Beholder.
We've all paused it right as the thing starts. So it's black screen still.
Okay. There's a fade in. So when you start a black screen, you'll hear some audio. So that's kind of how it starts.
Yeah. So... It sounds like it's a quiet, dark beginning here, but it's called Eye of the Beholder, season one, episode two, and we're going to do that now. So everybody pause if you haven't yet. Go back, cue it up, and when I say go, so I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, go, everyone's going to start again. Welcome back. You've come back. Thank you so much for coming back. I do this every time. And now we're going to hit play, and that'll happen in 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, there's some
still black. It's messing with
you. There we go. No, we got some running.
There's some feet.
There's heavy breathing, according to the Netflix captions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is this?
I'm seeing some Sorbo feet and some really nasty looking braided leather pants.
It looks like Bird Person from...
There we go. Now we get a back shot.
He's a good looking guy in his day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Super nice guy, too.
In his day? How long ago was this?
90s.
Right? Late 90s.
Yeah.
Oh, really? God, for some reason, I thought this was in the 2000s.
That's a lot of ladies.
Whoa, what?
This looks like the that scene in Monty Python's The Meaning of Life when they're...
They were decidedly more topless in that version, but yes.
I'm already entertained. Ladies running down hills is
slow motion
entertaining me.
Sure.
This is like Baywatch. Oh, yeah,
that woman held it up there.
Yeah, she's like, I really wish I would have worn a sports bra for this.
Oh, a little bit of mead. Mmm. Hey, nipplehead.
Okay. Oh, this is the thing about this show. No one has like English accents or they just lean into like everyone's from Jersey.
Yeah.
Well, oh, it's a New Zealand show, right?
I don't think it is filmed
in New Zealand.
Filmed in New Zealand.
Okay. Wow,
this is great.
That's some spot on drunk acting right there.
Yeah,
drunk number two.
You know, Nicolas Cage actually said that the secret to acting drunk is to act like you're not acting drunk.
Oh, really?
Like, act like you're trying not to be drunk. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because drunk people who are trying to, you know, are there? No, I'm not drunk. You know, trying to act like,
You're drunk. You act like what's his face from
Victor Borga.
There you go.
And Cage is such an acting philosopher.
You know? You know what? That one always rang. It felt like it rang true, though. But yeah, you're right. The master thespian.
So are they you're saying they filmed this in New Zealand?
Right.
It's kind of nice there.
Oh, jeez.
Heavy breathing.
Oh, and the Cyclops is huge.
Yeah. I like the my hand's in the same place and I'm going to drop.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought I said far enough, little... Dumbass, but he said little man.
A pumble headler. So this looks like
was this show supposed to be a comedy, by the way? I guess I probably should have asked that.
A little both.
Okay. Yeah.
Kind of Star Trek, I think.
What? Okay, this kills the humble pepper.
That was an awesome kick. I already like this Cyclops. He's my best friend.
Oh, the special effects are magnificent. 90s, you say?
Yeah.
Low budget, late 90s TV.
Yeah.
This show used to come on like during the day on like the WB or something in the US.
Wow, they have giants in every single episode of this, it looks like.
Giants are a big deal on the show.
We're saving up for a copy of Final Cut Pro.
I didn't think this was this even preceded that. This would have been like my Amiga.
Man, Hercules's hair.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't stop looking at it.
Oh, spoiler. We just saw the Cyclops fall down.
Spoiler.
Ooh, a dryad.
Man horse. Did you see they followed that fist in on his face punch?
Oh, dear.
And I guess the women are always trying to get him.
Yeah.
Is that?
Well, he's a handsome, viral. He's a handsome, viral man. He's got a lot of viruses. Eye of the beholder, get it? Eye of the beholder?
Eye, because if it was a regular giant, it would be eyes of the beholder.
Uh-huh.
I feel like everybody who
Richard
works on Star Trek.
Richard Maul.
Night
Court.
That's where, oh, I know. That is your Cyclops, Richard Maul.
What?
That was Richard Maul? Really?
Yes.
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 Oh, fantastic.
Great catch, you guys.
Now, is this where all the Star Trek people went when they kind of like...
Born in Ogden,
Utah,
by the way.
Did they produce these shows? Yeah.
I mean, listen, New Zealand's a great place. Look at that.
Yeah, just look at this great B-roll footage.
Yeah.
This is from the... From the tourism board.
Come to New Zealand. We've got
to argue with you, Scott. Richard Mole was born in Pasadena, California.
Sorry. Not born. But he spent some time here, though.
All right.
Like, lived here. You're
he
right.
He was hatched in Pasadena.
He was hatched there.
Grown in a lab.
Yeah. Incubated, hatched, and then sent here.
Uh-oh. Oh. Just hanging there, but otherwise unharmed.
How could he have lived?
Can you see up my skirt? My man's good.
Is this one of those shows where people are like, if there's like magic and people just could live being punted by a giant?
I've pooped my toga.
He's gonna have stuff on his face. I knew it.
Did they glue that to his forehead, you think, that leaf?
Yeah, that's clear.
Jeez. How do you think I'm doing?
Who is this guy? He's been in a lot of TV, though. I've seen this guy before.
He's the Moyle. From Seinfeld.
He always.
Right.
Awesome. I think he's the Moyle.
Good pull.
Yeah. Well, we just saw that one, so. Help the Moyle up. Was this popular? Like, were people into it?
Oh, yeah. It was one of those. It's like one of those nothing else is on kind of shows.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, it's Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock.
Yeah, it's hot out. We're not going outside.
I certainly remember people watching it, and there has to have been someone watching it because it got 6 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's only a season short of Star Trek seasons. Like, they all went
exactly.
7.
Yeah.
You know, I got to admit one thing I didn't expect. The footage kind of holds up as far as, like, scenery. It looks real nice.
Yeah.
I'll give them that.
No.
It's pretty.
Well, they didn't have to build that. It's not a...
Right.
They didn't have to do anything for that. Now, the Moyle was played by Charles Levin, and I'm looking at his IMDb history. Darn, I was really hoping it was can be the same guy.
Yeah, this is Robert Trebor.
Do those dudes really think I'm going to push that rock? Come on.
Hmm. Those thundering footsteps are having no effect on the plant life.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
It's what?
Oh my gosh.
This guy. I love this guy already.
Wow, that's Bull, huh?
Yeah,
that's Bull Shannon.
Bull Shannon right there.
And that's his actual size.
Oh, take that, John Larroquette.
Harry Anderson. Oh, it's funny because women are weaker than men, see? That's the joke there.
Why is the top of my head more pale than the bottom half?
You just got planted.
That's all right. He'll live through that too.
That guy got planted.
Yeah.
You want to get hammered into the ground?
I can't hardly see his one eye. Just like a wrinkle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kind of. He should have had like a guy stuck to the bottom of his hand when he raised it up. Like piece. Like.
You're saying guy's that's not that. The Moyle. That guy seems like the Moyle. Must not be.
Well, when was this?
He was not in Seinfeld. Robert Trebor.
All right.
Are you sure it's Robert Trebor?
Bor. Yes. I mean, it's like there's very little going on in this episode on IMDb.
We did see him in Universal Soldier as the motel owner.
Oh.
That's something.
That's something.
Well, let's see. The guy got smashed and he's walking around.
Yeah, he's fine. He's not even dirty.
What? No, I think they were talking about another guy, isn't it? He said somebody, they killed one of our guys over there. They just said.
Oh.
Yeah, because that was the guy that took off and did.
Oh, gotcha.
Something
okay.
To his family, his wife and kids. Make him watch.
Yeah. Michael Gross there survived. Hey, this guy's got an accent. What's up with that?
Not on purpose.
I'm so glad I have subtitles on because this is great.
Yeah. Wouldn't want to miss any of this
dialogue. Yeah, this is really deep.
Have you seen my forehead?
Oh, look.
That is what my hair looked like before I shaved it, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Wow. Glorious
hair.
Why does the Cyclops live in a cavern?
Human ribs. Delicious.
Is that another Cyclops?
What is that? What is that supposed to be from?
Is that...
Okay, the other guy is looking at the wall.
We're going to save some time and not use any special effects. We're just going to like position the Cyclops closer to the camera.
That's some bad makeup, guys. I'm just going to say it out loud.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Also, what good is your Cyclops if you don't have a giant middle eye? It has to be a big eye, not a tiny little eye. Look at it. It's like a little face. It's like an anus.
Like Chris Christopherson's face.
Look at my one brown eye.
Okay.
That's a callback to last week, people.
That's right.
Who puts a torch up on the side of the tent?
Hercules.
That's a bad idea.
Someone who wants to collect the insurance money on a new tent.
On the tent, yeah.
Greeks. The Greeks are so stupid. Yeah, he is a nice guy. I've heard Dunaway.
He's a super nice guy. I've met him. Look at rat cheese face.
What right.
I look like a rat and I eat cheese.
Yep. I'm sure I'm a good guy.
I'm not going to go tell the bad guy you're here.
I'm totally not literally a rat.
Hey, did anybody ever see his other show that was kind of big? What was that?
Sorry, go ahead.
It was that show based on another property of a lesser property of Gene Roddenberry's called
Mythica.
No, it was a space
Star
one.
Two.
Kevin Sorbo's in another
Andromeda.
Thing. The Andromeda, that's it. It was all right. It was no Star Trek. Yeah, it was good. I swear that's the Moyle. It's freaking me out.
It's not the Moyle.
Hey, he's not.
Newman.
Okay, the Moyle was played by Charles Levin.
What is happening
while
right
you're
now?
Down there, Hercules? I've heard you're very strong.
All right.
Yes, yes, Scott. He was implying that he was going to, yes.
Why is he selling togas? All anyone wears are togas.
He's a humble peddler, he said.
Yeah, but he's pitching togas as if not everyone in that room's wearing one.
Well, Hercules isn't wearing a toga.
That's true.
Hercules is...
Ooh, show you're busy picking those flowers. Do the humming noise that we've seen in so many Bugs Bunny cartoons while you're working on something. Yeah.
So this guy is basically Shrek. He just wants everybody off his land.
Boy, she just noticed. Did she just notice?
Yes.
She obviously didn't feel the footsteps like those other guys did.
Uh-huh. Who puts on this much jewelry to go flower picking?
This lady.
Aw.
He's just misunderstood.
He's just angry. Oh, no, my scarf.
I hope she's a love interest. I want to know how that deal goes. I want to know how...
Snarl. Bull snarls.
How a tiny lady and a giant man get along.
Shoes. I wonder if they'll have to fit me.
No, it's a scarf.
Oh, scarf, was it?
All right, Mr. Mall. All right, for this one, we want you to look like you're really thinking about that scarf. Put your hand up to your mouth and like rub it like you're contemplating the scarf.
Yeah, we know you can't actually see anything, but we can see you, so...
No, that's not your mouth.
Yeah, don't
up higher.
Up a little higher, buddy.
Are women?
No.
What? Yeah, but look what you're wearing. You were so asking for it.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
That's what you would say during the 90s. Not what we say in 2016, people.
Right. Brian's pretending we're in time appropriate 90s right now.
Oh, what do you think about that, Hercules?
The guy next to her looks like Doctor Who from the 70s. Look at his...
Baker? Or the other
Yeah,
one?
Tom Baker.
Whoa, pick a fight with Hercules.
How did you not see him backing up to hit you in the head? Yeah.
Also,
you
why
do
would
not
that
pick
hurt?
A fight with Hercules.
Why would that hurt? He's Hercules.
And why is he holding the side of his head when he clearly hit him in the
That's
forehead?
The whole idea behind Hercules, though, isn't it?
Hercules,
his
Brian,
legend is greater than his actual existence.
Brian, he was holding the side of his head because he's actually a soccer player.
No, he didn't hit you there either.
Exactly.
He's son of Zeus. Yeah, he's supposed to be stronger than him, right?
But is he a man or is he a god? He's a man, right?
He's a man
he's
god.
He's immortal?
Half man. He's a demigod.
Right.
He's like Blade, like from last week, except not a vampire.
Mm. Has he completed his labors at this point?
No.
I would say no.
Oh,
that's some cheat. That's some cheat. That's a cheat.
Wow, this is a Bugs Bunny inspired.
Wow. Wow, the bird noises.
You didn't see the birds, but you definitely heard them.
This is super dumb.
It is like live action cartoon.
Like you must admit, but you must admit you are entertained, Scott.
Oh yeah.
Boring.
Oh, chickens.
Still holding the wrong part of his head. 2 hours later.
But the continuity is very good.
Goats.
Yeah, goats. I always like goats. But look how green. Right. Man, New Zealand, dude. Whew.
Dude, mm-hmm. New Zealand.
Yeah. It's beautiful. Band meeting? I can't help it. It just happens. She calls it a cyclops.
Mm-hmm. Cyclops.
Did they have... You'd think they'd have a lot of like New Zealand extras, though. I guess for the speaking roles, they brought in American actors and actresses.
New Zealand, right?
Maybe they're
goats.
Maybe they're faking the accent. Because you know, like they always say, Australians have the best fake American accents because they grew up on so much American TV that they're just like pros at it. Might be that.
Is it Sinbad? No,
it's not. No, it's the guy that tries to get Indy with a sword and then he shoots him.
Ooh, dude, those dudes are chicken what? Chicken washing grapes with his feet. Oh, true story.
Did you see the chicken in a bucket?
Yeah, that was actual chicken in the bucket. Nice catch.
The show isn't going to try.
I'm going to grow my hair really long in the front.
Whoa.
And make it a little. It's a squiggy.
It's a squiggy.
Oh, it's the rat guy. Yeah, yeah.
He is a rat. He was originally a rat. Tell me, rat-a-tat-a-tat.
I'll poke you with my metal finger.
I'm going to drink menacingly.
Okay, grape, that is the slowest grape stomping ever. Barely stomping these grapes.
This is so gross. I hate it.
Act like I'm stomping grapes. There's nothing in this vat.
Right.
I'm pretending.
Play to, acting back here.
This is my summer job. Thanks, Dad, for the job.
Young Kurt Cobain, everybody.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is garbage.
This is great. So bad. About.
It's like it's like Japanese television that I know the words to. That's what it reminds me of.
I really like his bracers. Check out his bracers.
Yeah, those bracers are plus
he's got
five to strength.
Aren't those tear bracers?
Those might be tear bracers, yeah.
Oh no.
He's the only person wearing purple. How could you mistake this?
I'm the Moyle.
Nice, the reflexes. And I think I pooped my toga.
This is Nickelodeon level acting.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Six seasons. People must have, there was something here, right?
It took a dark turn in season two. Mm.
Talk to the Kevin Sorbo hand.
I pooped
talk
my
to the
toga.
Sorbo.
Talk to the Herc.
I mean, he gets I saw him at the Salt Lake Comic Con, and he had a big old line, man. People really wanted to see the Sorbo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Super nice guy.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the fandom must be there, right? Like, people
it
must
is.
Be into it.
It totally is.
I'm Richard Mall. Who should I hurt?
Wow, and we keep coming back to meet the Spartans.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Sorbo was in that as well.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I hate this person. Whoever this person is, I hate him.
Oh, he's got the scarf.
Is he scratching his crotch?
I hope he is. What are these guys like? Eight? He's got a girlfriend.
No.
You like her. You like her.
I do not. It's my scarf. I'm mad. I'm going home.
Jeez Louise.
It's really great. Why would you want to do that? Isn't it easier just to cut them up and throw them in the ground and not worry about the four corners of the earth?
Right. Or just
right.
Or just
it's a lot of walk
around.
Yeah, it's a lot of travel. And we're talking about ancient Greece here.
Right. Before Delta actually had a hub there.
You couldn't get on a...
Oh, hello, ladies.
Uh-oh.
What's the problem with the ladies?
You didn't hear earlier? They want Hercules to impregnate them. They are the 50 daughters of somebody.
Hmm.
Well, I don't want to school.
That is a problem?
I don't want to school everybody into the science of refractory period, but I don't think you can get 50 women pregnant in the same run. You got to give it some
Hercules
time.
Can.
Yeah.
Hercules can.
He doesn't need that 15-minute waiting period.
Me. The treatment.
Let me go eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed this show was constantly about Hercules getting laid.
Well, avoiding getting laid.
No. He's gotten laid a couple times already this episode.
Do you think those ladies...
It's the legendary tales, Randy.
Do you think those ladies are... every episode, they're just chasing him. He's like the Incredible Hulk running away from that that reporter.
Yeah. Right.
You wouldn't like me when I'm horny.
Rawr.
You know what? I'm going to agree. I wouldn't like Bill Bixby when he's horny. I don't think I'd like him at all. I'm Castor Troy.
You know, if you're going to be a bad guy, you got to talk like that. I'm talking like this, and I'm laughing about it.
Yeah, that guy's got a, that's a New Zealand accent. Not him, but the other guy. Well,
and these guys don't look Mediterranean. They look like they need to be in post-apocalyptic Australia with Mel Gibson.
You've got to go get that Cyclops.
Yeah.
Before we go, band meeting.
Man, I got some facial cream for those wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
Where did this? Where was this in relation to the Disney Hercules? Because that is what he seems to be basing his acting on.
That was 98. So
we're watching a show that came out in 95.
Okay.
Right.
And the Disney Hercules is 97.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So Disney ripped it off.
The Disney Hercules is a very distinct kind of R&B disco kind of vibe to it. It's awesome. That movie holds up. People should watch that.
Yeah. And, you just take 4 years, 3 or 4 years to make an animated film like that. So this was in production probably before.
Oh, there was a gem in that pot.
Yep.
Ba-da-ding, ba-da-ding.
Collect.
Man, I like the
flying punch.
Hadouken.
You know what else is good in the cartoon?
Such a baby.
Is he just lying way closer to the camera? Is that how they're achieving that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
I would love
that. Sordo's just looking at a spot like 30 feet behind him.
I love that.
Oh, your ladle is large. My spoon is too big.
Ugh, I could not do that. His giant germy lips have been on that.
Right?
Giant germy backwash.
Ugh. Gross.
Oh, don't set my lid on the ground. That's unclean. I poop there.
That's where Cyclops poops.
That's where I shit. I mean sit. Anyway, the cartoon Rip Torn plays Zeus, and he's great at it.
Okay.
Geek.
Geeks, Freaks, and Monsters.
Coming to NBC this fall.
Now he's starting to sound like Richard Mall.
Mm-hmm. What's Richard Mall doing now? You know he's got talent.
You know he's got talent.
He's still doing Hollywood Squares.
Is he working? Like,
last thing he did was... he's been in a few movies this year, even,
but nothing that
I've ever heard of.
It looks like he's been in kid stuff.
Yeah.
I'd watch the Richard Mull show. I'd watch that.
In 2013, he was in that Charlie Sheen anger management TV show.
Oh, really?
Since then it has been, it looks like all Nickelodeon made for Nickelodeon movies.
Oh, okay. Well, he's still with us. That's
Nickelodeon
good.
Made for Nickelodeon. Oh, why is he sure?
Oh, except for a Krampus horror movie called Sleigh Bells.
Interesting.
Why is this guy
naked? We'll see at some point.
Oh, because he was just with the ladies. Ew. You're a fire hazard, dude.
Fire hazard.
Hey, he's only like 30% Baldwin, though.
Look at that bush.
Why does he have a hard on?
That's a 70s bush right there.
Well done, Scott Johnson.
Nicely done.
Need to trim that bush. Oh, he's a tiny little man, isn't he?
He's got a tiny little man.
Purple, that purple toga makes him look a lot bigger.
There's there's Rat Boy.
This is, I'm getting memories, flashbacks from the gym.
So is it implied that he was ravaged by all those ladies?
I guess so.
Yeah, well, at least stripped.
They got in there and realized he looked like a roly-poly bug with hair, and they were like, that's it.
Okay, that's a upper dental appliance, right? That's not that guy's teeth.
I don't know.
Oh, it's definitely a dental appliance.
His hair, dude. Someone smack it out of the way. I freaking hate it.
Right. Right. What is going on?
Storyteller.
By the way, he said pow 3 times, and the subtitle said it 4 times.
Oh.
And then he said kablooey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which would have been 5 times then.
I'm a Time Lord. You can call me Doctor. I don't kill anybody.
Tell me how to Herc.
Hercules
doesn't
kill.
I Herc how I want to Herc.
I'm Batman. I don't kill people. These names. Atreus.
Yeah, he's only in the front of the building.
Gosh.
I guess pointing out the bad acting is
pointless.
Is like, wonderful. Like, let's do more
like
of that.
Saying that there's too many flies on this ship.
Yeah, right. Look at all the flies.
You know what? He's all right at just being aloof and cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is just this
Kevin Sorbo's actually pretty good. It's, you know,
it's everybody else. Yeah. I agree.
This is supposed to just be afternoon feel good.
Springfield Community Theater players that they bring into.
I feel like my kids would enjoy this.
This is kind of how I felt about Stargate too.
I love Stargate, but they always did Stargate. This. They'd go to a town where everyone looked like this. They weren't quite developed yet. Dude, SG-1 is so good.
Again?
I know, right?
Again? Wait, what?
Backstory.
Hercules is saving himself for marriage.
Again.
Again. For remarriage.
Yes. Saving himself for further marriage.
I've taken a vow of celibacy.
Suck it.
Look at the tiara.
He's not like other men.
He's perfect.
Who's dad?
King Thespius.
Thespius?
Or yeah. Thespinius? Whoever they just said is the one who wants, who had all 50 daughters, I guess.
That guy's been busy.
Yeah, he has.
What's the gestation rate for King Thespius? His wife must have had a kid every other week.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, seriously.
He's kind of like Mickey from Rocky.
Yeah.
That's what I thought too, trying to pump him
Listen,
up.
Listen, Cyclops, yeah. You got to get in there.
You got to get in there. Get in there, right. Get in there. It's not a big eyeball. It's a tiny little eye the same size as a regular eye.
What are you pointing at?
You are pointing wrong.
Woo!
All right, he missed you by a good 50 feet.
Oh, he's loving the scarf again. Oh.
Smells so good. Touchy, touchy.
No, I don't want my Cyclops to... No, I'm not going to catch emotions from my Cyclops.
What?
What the frick?
What? I need that power right now.
Why do they come up as skeletons if they're just going to have armor in a second and skin?
Because they had the technology.
Why not just conjure them as fully armored soldiers?
That's terrible. Oh my gosh.
I have a hump.
You guys, I got Morph 3D on my computer. I think I can make these skeletons. That's really bad.
Oh. Well, that's solved.
Bummer. So yeah. He's ruthless.
And why would you just create four guys and not do like 100?
Like,
yeah, keep going. His whip arm can't take it? Come on now.
Repetitive whipping syndrome.
No kidding.
Oh, still working on that damn rock.
Freaking rat.
Eh.
He's
nothing
a
says elk. I don't give a crap like eating an apple.
Dude, Sorbo's a beast.
Is he pretty buff?
But I will buy any. I'll buy all your hairspray, though, if you have some of that.
Do you have Willa Balsam?
Yeah. You got rain, or what is it, white rain?
Look, I can move this rock with my giant forehead.
Nope.
I'm the Moyle.
What? But Hercules could easily move this rock.
Right, no, he's trying to get busy.
Oh, this is flirting.
He's making moves. I'll never be Hercules.
No.
Hercules. Oh, you guilted him into it.
Nice. It just needs a little help from Salmonellis.
Salmonellis.
Put your back into it, gingivitis.
I could move that, you know. Take like
oh, I could have done that. This is me thinking again.
Right.
You guys tell me where I'm going. I can't see shit.
Going back on the road with my band.
Yeah. We're doing Denver.
I'm here to swing south. Put the star on the top of the tree.
For the first time ever, I'm here for different reasons.
Hercules is trying to stop people from throwing rocks that can't possibly hurt that Cyclops.
Hey, Martin Mull. Or Richard Mull. I keep saying Martin Mull. We're going to throw some rocks at you now. You're not going to be able to see them.
Let me show you how to throw rocks.
You guys are dicks.
Oh, what a bunch of dicks.
Villagers. I'm going to lumber right out of here.
Oh, I'm going to get my scarf. He likes me, I can tell.
It's King Kong scenario.
I've always been kind of a size queen.
Way into it.
You made him. You created the Cyclops.
Giggity.
I'm gonna go tell.
Oh,
this guy again. Oh, I was ready for you to hit the side of my head this time.
Oh, man. You're super strong, like some kind of Hercules.
Oh, I don't know what just happened, but that was a ridiculous shot.
Yeah. That was bad. Oh, shit.
Why do these guys have to march anywhere? Couldn't you just carry a whip over to the place they're going and then
right, beat exactly. The resistance? Yeah. Now they're going to be all tired. He could have just whipped them out of the ground right by where you need them.
Yeah.
You're doing it in my manhole.
Speaking of tired.
Do you guys see Sorbo in the cave yet?
No.
What?
All right, I jumped forward by accident.
Oh no. Cyclops is, I'll tell you, it's 7 minutes and 49 seconds left in the show.
Okay. Is he in there now?
No.
Nope, not yet. It's just Cyclops and the woman.
You're fine. Just watch what you're watching. It's going to be all the same.
Yeah.
Is he in now?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
He's just coming in.
Oh, just walked in.
All right, there we nailed go. It. I had to adjust. I accidentally got tabbed out and paused it.
So that shot, you can totally see, like, the makeup covering his eyes. Like,
yeah, you can totally see right through it.
Oh, jeez.
It's really bad.
I guess he had to walk around with his eyes shut, right?
Yeah. So there's probably... Oh, jeez.
I'd like to show you my huge wiener.
I have something else.
I only have one ball, too.
Yes. He only has one testicle.
But it's huge.
One butt cheek?
One nipple?
They don't call me Cyclops.
For nothing.
For nothing.
I have one tiny nipple in the middle of my chest.
Right. And I like to flick it.
One day we'll have conversations where we're actually looking at each other.
Meanwhile, down by the river.
I'm moving a rock down by the river.
Okay. All right, lady.
Okay, so remember, there are henchmen.
Oh, yeah, right.
There's about five of them.
We're exhausted by this point.
Right?
Oh, my nipple.
Turns out Cyclops is not deterred by arrows.
Nope.
Or bolts.
We come from the ground, we retreat to the ground.
All right, let's fight with wooden
swords. I wish you would have
spawned
us from the ground with different weapons. This is all we got.
This is it. This is terrible.
Clearly made out of wood that's been polyurethaned to a nice gloss.
Yeah, those are dumb swords.
So, hold on, Randy. I'm clearly hearing metal against metal.
Yeah.
Fine. Are you telling me they have some kind of technology to...
Oops. That was once a table leg.
A freak. Eunuchs, they all have no wieners?
Yeah, apparently.
Yes, it's true. Those men have no decks.
I was about to say, call them eunuchs. Wow. Kind of racy.
Yeah.
Kind of like...
Oh. Yeah. Would that ever really work? Like the, I'm going to grab your neck and spin around you.
Yeah.
You got to have your feet planted really well to support them.
Uh-oh.
It's not so much a sword as a stake.
Right.
She just called him Hercules. I'm not kidding. I heard her yell Hercules.
Whoever's doing the, closed captioning, they're really afraid to use any exclamation points.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, no. Bowling.
Sweet.
Bowling for henchmen.
Oh, that was cool.
That's incredible. And he said, oh, yeah. Don't forget.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, Hercules is beating them all. Ugh. Ugh. Okay. Like, no, no exclamation points, just periods.
Yep.
Ugh. Ugh.
Thundering.
I would love to hear it done in that voice. Just, ugh. Ah.
Okay.
Ouch. Thundering footsteps. Let's go.
I'll lead the fight.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll save you. Ugh.
No rocket him.
Deaf people must think this is the most boring show ever. Saddest show ever.
Hercules just gave him a boost.
A boost. Hercules just boosted Cyclops.
Oh, my.
Wow.
All the way across the field.
Like Cyclops does for... Think about that. Cyclops does that for Wolverine.
No, Colossus does.
Oh, Colossus.
Fastball special is, yeah, Colossus.
You're right. Some reason I conflated those two. You know what? Not enough Colossus in my life. After seeing Deadpool, I just
agreed.
Want more of him.
Yeah.
They better not be done with him.
Thanks for helping our village. Now I've got to wander over to the next village for another story.
Right.
Is this for, maybe this show is for like kids. Maybe it's for like 5 year olds.
Well, they're trying to figure it out. Maybe this is made for 12 year olds. Maybe this is a.
Holy shit. His thing looks terrible in the sunlight.
It totally does. Rubber cap.
I wonder if Atreus has a sunny room with plants in it.
Yeah.
These villagers are no more stupid than the villagers in any Star Trek episode. I mean.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but at least they're asking some hard philosophical questions, usually, and then you could deal with it. But this isn't asking any questions. This isn't challenging us morally or any other way. It's just that, hey, maybe the big guy will help us now. Let's quit being prejudiced against giant men with one eye. Oh, shit. Here, there's these ladies.
He's holding his crotch.
Ew, he is holding. I don't want to see that.
Girding his loins.
That's only about 16 of King right. Thaddeus's daughters.
This is the Scooby-Doo ending.
Yep.
It really is.
No?
They're all ending with laughter.
No, Scooby-Doo didn't end with laughter. Scooby-Doo ended with, we'd have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for you and your...
No, but everybody's standing around laughing. That's the Scooby-Doo ending.
The closing part of this really sums it all up for me because yes. of the way it shrinks down to a small screen, but yes. the size of the closed captioning stays the same. The last word is, okay. And it just hung there yes. for a little while.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, look at the Weta credits. I guess Weta was already a thing.
Yeah, they've been around forever. Isn't there a good, there's a documentary on something with them. They were doing stuff back in the early 90s, straight up through now, where they're like lords of the lords. But boy, they had their shit cut out for them then. Oof.
Filmed in Auckland Regional Parks. Okay, thanks.
Well, it was pretty. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
Well done, weird-ass show yeah. that I didn't think we'd ever watch for this show.
Yeah, I don't think I ever need to see another one.
Nope.
I'm going to watch the whole series this weekend.
Are you?
I'm stoked.
Of course you are.
I bet
I'm
going
to turn this crap on and let it run and run.
I just want to talk to Brian Ebbett. It feels one and done here to me. Like, yeah. that's
yeah.
enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've gotten don't all need you
any,
needed.
Anymore.
It's all you've needed. And more.
I'm going to watch it until Xena Warrior Princess shows up, and then I'm going to switch over to the spinoff.
I could follow her elsewhere.
I could watch that. Right. I would watch that. In fact, I'm going to say it right now. We'll look for a bad Xena Warrior Princess episode for a future one of these.
This is just like Incredible Hulk, right? This like there's a lot of TV series, right, mm-hmm. where one hero gets an adventures every week.
Yep. Oh yeah.
Hey, wow, it's only like episode 9 of the first season before Xena shows up.
Yeah, I don't think she's that regular. I think it was just memorable, so they gave her own thing.
Yeah, spun her off.
She would one day
well, be... She did well in episode 9, apparently. Brought her back for the last two episodes of the first season, and then it looks like after that, I guess it was time to get her own thing.
Did she get her... she was... Which Cylon was she? 3? She was 3, right? In BSG? Xena was.
Oh.
She was 3. Wasn't she 3? No one remembers.
Remember. She 3? 3? Was she 3?
4?
Does it matter that they all had numbers?
It doesn't. Well, she was the one that, she had a name too, and I don't remember the name. They yeah. called her something. But anyway, she was the redhead. She was fine. She was good in that.
I apologize for hammering on about this. What's your favorite series mm-hmm. from TV about a wandering hero getting into adventures?
Wandering hero. I mean, you got your kung fu action, right?
Your Hulk, your MacGyver, your
kung
right,
fu. Brian had me at kung fu. I think I like kung fu. Kung fu is pretty great that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get
the de facto wandering.
I got to go back to Bill Bixby and the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's good. It's good.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. He was a good actor.
He was mm-hmm. pretty good. I mean, you could count A-Team because they traveled like a team. They weren't just hero, but they did the same thing. They would just help
like
people.
It's in the title of their name.
Yeah.
Team.
They'd just go around and help people and get into adventures and then mm-hmm. move on to the next place. So it was right. kind of that. I feel like that formula was kind of the 70s and 80s. Like that was what TV was. And we didn't get to episodic sort of story threads until probably Geez, I don't know. What's the first show that kind of did that? I don't know. Star Trek sort of had some threads.
Oh, what about $6 Million Man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But he didn't travel around. He didn't go town to town. He stayed in the same place, didn't he?
Yeah. He was at the place with Isaac or Oscar. What was his name? Oscar Isaac.
Oscar Madison.
Oscar Meyer.
Okay, same time frame. What about Wonder Woman? Does Wonder Woman count?
She still stayed though in her.
She pretty much stayed.
She had a base. If you have a home base, you don't. Yeah, that's the disqualifier here.
Yeah.
And it's wherever you lay your head is your home. People.
The traveling adventurer.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't think of any others. I'm sure it's most shows. Like I feel like Knight Rider was this. He never had a home base.
No, but in the truck.
BJ and the Bear.
BJ and the Bear. I don't remember at all. I don't remember that show.
I really liked the show Greatest American Hero when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Oh, Shazam. Yeah. They rode around in that Winnebago. Remember that?
Ooh, Knight Rider. Knight Rider counts.
Yeah, I said Knight Rider like 5 minutes ago. Okay.
Just making sure.
It's all right. You were looking stuff up. It's fine. All I know is future ones of these, I wouldn't mind doing more lone adventure themed ones if it's another Hulk or something like that. I think that stuff's fun. Greatest American Hero was a great show. Like that's genuinely, well, I haven't seen it in a while, but my memory is I always felt good watching it.
We rented a DVD a while back because it was on Netflix, and it doesn't hold up really well, but it's still entertaining as hell.
Yeah, right. I like entertaining
I'm afraid.
I think it was a bridge.
I'm afraid to revisit those childhood memories things. You know, you find out that, you hate William Catt or something.
I don't want to see like H&R Puffin stuff or most of the Marty Krofft stuff I'm worried about. Cause when I was a kid, I thought that stuff was amazing and I know it's garbage now. It has to be, right? Like H&R Puffin stuff. Wasn't that just like a stoner dream? Like it was just stupid, weird 70s psycho.
Right.
Yeah. It was entertainment directly marketed towards our child minds.
Yeah.
So,
but when the stuff that wasn't like Looney Tunes holds up for all generations. Well, why? Well, because it wasn't, first of all, it was quality, but also it wasn't made for kids per se. It was made for this like broad range of taste that seemed like it was aimed at kids, but really adults were laughing too. And that stuff holds up. But things like Land of the Lost, where it was squarely at kids. I don't know, man. Slee Stack. You can see their zippers. Like, it's all shit. And what was that little Orko character they had running around? A little furry guy?
Yeah, what's that guy?
So shitty. Anyway, we should watch one of those. That's what's up next.
Man. Sure. I don't know if I could. Yeah.
Come on. We got to do it. We got to go Sid and Marty Krofft on this. We have to. All right. Well, there you go.
Sci-Watch number three, Chaka.
So she was number three.
Number three.
Okay. She was three. Was it Deanna?
Deanna Beers.
There you go, Deanna
Beers.
Yeah, she was great in that. She was a fine.
I think I've said this before, but like I'm terrified that I'm going to watch Willow for the first time in like 20 years and hate it.
I hated it when it came out, so don't worry, I'm good.
Yeah, Willow is still good stuff.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
When that movie came out, I was like 13, and it was the greatest film that had ever been made.
It's the worst movie ever.
Randy, you will like it.
It's terrible.
You'll still dig it.
No, it's bad.
You'll still dig it.
It's bad. It's a really bad
movie. I'm just afraid I'm going to have that Lady Hawk experience where people watch it now and like, whoa, that's really bad. I loved it.
You know, the one that held up that I was surprised held up that we saw, speaking of Lady Hawk, because I'm thinking of Matthew Broderick now, was War Games. Yeah, I like War Games. War Games totally held up. Yeah, that's some old film sack for you. Anyway, hey, people at home, if you've enjoyed this, check on back. Not next week because we're off that week, but we're back the next week with a brand new film. Don't know what it is, but something is right around the corner.
you will find out from our Twitter, from reddit.com/r/filmsack, filmsack.com.
Yeah, all those things and more await you. Come on. You just get your ass over there. Thank you all for listening. Filmsack.com for details. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Hercules.
Hercules.